This is episode 1640. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today as you give yourself permission to slow down. How are you doing? We've been exploring this week the theme of forest bathing, and you heard in the very first series, which was 6 episodes ago, the interview with Melanie Chukas Bradley and her book, The Joy of Forest Bathing. And then each week you've discovered a meditation technique you could do to help you do forest bathing, whether you are in a forest or whether you are walking around your home, around your place of work, around your neighborhood, grocery shopping, applying these techniques to simply connecting to your environment wherever you are, and how this is an intimate experience when you observe places you spend time every day through the seasons. You observe subtle changes and feel as though you're a part of your environment around you. And this is really the essence of forest bathing. Of course, the more you put yourself in nature, especially among tall, green, ancient trees, which we don't always have access to, but if you do have access to a forest or woods, you can breathe in a lot of beneficial phytoncides that are released from the trees. And as you exhale and release oxygen in the air, this helps trees with the process of photosynthesis. So this is a beautiful symbiotic relationship you can take part in when you spend time in the woods. I remember when I lived in Tokyo, the largest city in the world, and I would go on the weekends hiking in the forests, and these were forests where many of the samurai used to live and study and write poetry as well as master their skills with the sword. And many other people would go to these forests as well. And that is really where I took part in forest bathing. And I worked in an office building in a corporation in downtown Tokyo. So these retreats into the forest and a lot of times soaking in the hot springs there were so enriching to me. And inevitably there would be a little tea hut where I would go and sip tea and eat what are a type of bun filled with beans, bean paste. These bean paste buns were cooked out in the open, in an open fire outside in the cold air, and people would gather around with their tea, munching these bean paste buns. And I remember returning to the city feeling so restored, and feeling as though, even though I lived in Tokyo, I didn't feel like I was so far removed from nature and the forest. It was so accessible, and there were so many people doing this type of forest bathing. And I see it becoming more mainstream where I live in the United States. And so I hope you have enjoyed this series. If you're just joining us now for the first time, you can go back and listen to some of the episodes, or, as always, you can receive the full guided half-hour forest bathing meditations that I share on the Sipinome meditation app. You can subscribe there, and once you do, you can try the app free for 2 full weeks. It's access to over 1,600 meditations, the full library, And you also receive a journal to go with each week's series, as well as a guide with the different meditation techniques that I share with you each week. So that is a way for you to be guided into full meditations. If you want to take your ritual to the next level and go a little more deeply into meditation. In today's episode, I will share a technique with you that you can do in your own meditation to help you forest bathe. I'm recording this for a Saturday's episode. Of course, you can listen to it any time you want. But if it is the weekend for you, or really any day of the week, I hope you will take some time walking in nature. It may be cold where you are, or it may be hot, just depending on the hemisphere where you're living and listening to this series. But adapt to the elements. That's really part of what forest bathing is all about. It's not trying to put a layer between yourself and whatever's going on in the environment, with the weather, or anything that may be happening in your life. It's being incredibly mindful of this very moment you find yourself in this place, in this time, and connecting with where you are. So if you're going through a difficult time and you're struggling, honor that. Feel your pain without masking it. If it's pouring rain, well, you might not want to walk out in pouring rain, but sometimes it can be good for the soul to do this, to accommodate what's happening with the weather, which is something you can't control. And we often can't control what happens to us either. So when you do this kind of a ritual on a regular basis, maybe you could build it into your lifestyle where you forest bathe every Saturday morning or every Sunday afternoon or maybe every Wednesday on your lunch break from work. Build in some time to notice the subtle changes of the seasons, the weather patterns, of the people you pass, of whatever is happening in your life. And I encourage you to keep a journal, a forest bathing journal, of your experiences. So as you get ready to meditate today, as always, relax your mind and your body. And spend a few moments simply being exactly as you are. Not trying to control how you feel. Not trying to control your breath. Allowing life, emotions, experiences to flow through you in a real way. Your authentic self. Connecting to whatever's happening in this moment, now. I have so enjoyed sharing this series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.